Okay, Anne, and we are talking about the Livingston County Health Center offering a hepatitis C screening for the baby boomers. Can you give me a little bit more information about that?
Well, the CDC has been recommending that all baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C because they are have a lot higher rate of hep C in that age group. That means people born from 1945 to 1965. And this group is five times more likely than other adults to be infected. And it's really to the point of 75% of adults with hep C were born during these years. It's not completely understood why this group has the highest rates, but part of some of the things they've identified are the fact that blood wasn't screened like it is today. Of course, their IV drug users are always at risk. And I think that all those people that were in Vietnam seem to have a higher rate. But what we'd like people to understand is that even if you weren't, partying it up back in those days in your youth, that doesn't mean you're exempt from this disease. And the really important part is that the sooner you get treatment, and there is a treatment now for hepatitis C that in the past there really wasn't, but these days there are, and the sooner you get working on that treatment, the better your recovery rate is going to be. A lot of people have no idea that they even have the disease. It can lie dormant in their bodies and come out later, if they get this hepatitis C antibody test through our specialized screening clinic, that gives them the first step in knowing if they might be carrying the virus, might actively have hep C. We have a nurse at our office that's a communicable disease nurse, so she offers support and an idea of where to go from here for those people that test positive. The test is offered for a $20 charge, and the results come back quickly. We only offer this particular testing on the even months, on the last Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30, and people need to make an appointment in order to get this, receive a test, so that we can have the right supplies on hand, and so we know how many are coming. And we will do this. We have planned to do this on every even month of the year. We just want to do our part in getting people to find out if they have the disease, get diagnosed, and then take that information to their doctor to get the best treatment they can possibly have.
Well, Anne, that's definitely a lot of great information. Now, I do have another question for you. Is there any certain exposures that would cause someone to become more susceptible to getting the hep C? Or like how do people actually get hepatitis C?
Well, the main way is as like IV drug use, sharing needles, basically. But they're not, they really are kind, they've been studying this for a long time, and there are some odd people that show up with the disease and really don't have any of those. Getting tattoos is another high-risk thing because not all of the equipment can be sanitized properly, and some don't sanitize properly. There are a lot of tattoo artists out there who do are really stringent about following these rules, but people who have been in prison get tattoos, will give each other tattoos and use the same needle, drug users use the same needles. People who, most of the time, if people are with the same partner long-term, that partner isn't usually at risk of contracting this disease, but if people have several partners over a lifetime, those partners are more likely to get the disease. And there's the blood the blood transfusion thing is also one that they didn't identify right away, and so people in that time period may have gotten a transfusion that they might not even remember, or may have needed to have blood for a condition like hemophilia, but they weren't screening blood in those days as we are now. So that may have opened up more risk. So it's not just the party. That's kind of what you think of when you hear hepatitis C, that people who have been in prison or use drugs are the ones who get it. But that's just not always the case. And like I say, people are coming up with positive for the disease that don't have all those risk factors.
Okay, and a couple of last-minute questions I have for you is, you said that the screening process is fairly quickly. What exactly does the screening process involve? Is it a blood test?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a blood draw. And it doesn't take very long, you know, it's just, and not a lot of blood. You're just testing for this one thing. So that's why we have to have a scheduled clinic date and can't do it, you know, any day of the week or anything, because we have a contract through our lab that we send the blood off to the lab, and then they turn back, they give us the results of the testing.
Okay, and one last question that I have for you. You said that, you know, the baby boomers are, those born between 1945 and 1965 are highly recommended to actually get screened for Hep C. Now, do you also recommend that other people get screened as well outside of the baby boomer range?
My personal opinion, I don't think it would hurt anyone to have a one-time test. You know, you get a lot of obstetricians test pregnant women for hepatitis C. So there's a screening they're getting. But if you don't have any outlet like that, and most people don't, you know, if it were me, I would want to know so that I could get started on a treatment and, you know, protect my liver, because that's what is affected by hepatitis C, and it can cause liver cancer, cirrhosis, just bad news. You know, you really need your liver, and again, prevention is so much better than trying to play catch up years down the road.
All right, and then I've come up with one final question for you. Now, you said that it is a one-time test that is recommended. However, say someone goes and gets tested, like, say, someone my age, you know, in their early 30s gets tested, but then later on down the road they end up contracting Hep C. Is it just a one-time testing that should be done, or should you get tested, like every 10 years, or what?
You know, I'm not sure of that. Honestly, I really don't. Hold on, I can find out real quick. If you want to just pause, I can yell at a nurse, then she could tell me.
That's fine, yeah, I can pause the recorder.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay. All right, I have the nurse's opinion, or not opinion, what they're told, but she said if you are tested once and you don't have any of the risk factors for hepatitis C, there's really no reason to get retested. And also, people who give blood, their blood is tested. So that's another thing to keep in mind, that you may be getting another test. That's another opportunity to find out, and you would get a letter back from your lab, or from the lab you donate the blood to, letting you know that what they found. So really not something you need to do periodically, unless you're participating in the risk factors.
Well, Anne, thank you very much for all this great, great information. I can't wait to get this article written up, because it is something that, you know, not too many people actually think of nowadays, like, oh, hepatitis C, it's just, you know, whatever, but it actually is something that is very serious.
Yeah, and there are vaccines for and there's the hepatitis clear to, I don't know what letter, F or beyond, but they have hepatitis A and hepatitis B vaccine now. So a lot of people are protected from those strains, but there's no vaccine for Hep C yet. Maybe someday, we hope. But
well, the the way that the advances in medicine are working today, it sounds like they're not too far off on it.
Yeah, I hope.
All right. Well, thank you very much for this interview. It has been great. Like I said, I cannot wait to get this information out there because, I mean, a lot of people do need to know. And it's something that it's a very serious health risk. And again, I really can't wait to get this article written up.
Great. Well, thank you. And we do have a clinic next week, next Wednesday.
Okay. Is there any websites that people can go to get more information?
About hepatitis C?
Yes, or about the Livingston County Health Center.
Okay, we're on Facebook with Livingston County and Health Center combined, and then our website is www.livcohealthcenter.com. And there should be information about testing. We're really pushing. May is actually Hepatitis Awareness Month, but since we have this clinic next week, we've been trying to push it to get people in here to do that. But there should be lots of information on our Facebook and our website.